This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Massive explosion now has rocked Lebanon's capital in Beirut.
There has been a massive explosion, leaving an unknown number of people injured in Beirut, in the harbor.
A major fire at a warehouse there that was holding fireworks.
People have described as like a mushroom cloud, and then a sonic wave that was heard and felt miles away.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Biden doesn't want to debate. He's incoherent at best.
I'm confused who I'm talking to here.
We've seen many of his gaffes from his basement.
They'd actually breathe in my nostrils to make me move, to get me moving.
They're afraid to put him on a debate stage. If you cannot debate in front of the American people and make your case as to why you should be president, then you should not be president.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Extensive research shows that there is fraud in vote-by-mail systems. It's extraordinarily rare.
With regard to the absentee system, that's right. And there is ample evidence of fraud. The best example of this, and very recent, was May 12th, New Jersey's special election in Paterson, New Jersey. 1 in 5 mail-in ballots were found to be fraudulent.
Bing!
New Jersey officials were charged in that case.
Bing again.
And resident Ramona Javier said there are 8 relatives and immediate neighbors she knows of listed as having voted, but who insist they never even received a ballot.
Bing!
Bing!
Unchained and unstoppable.
I literally talk to people all day long who are now in the Hamptons house. And I say, you gotta come back. Come over, I'll cook. They're not coming back right now.
This was one of those truly glorious Hampton weekends that you always hear about. Yeah, I may move out there.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We interrupt the Howie Carr Show for this special weather bulletin from meteorologist Biff Buffington on the scene.
Help! 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 There's a hurricane out here. Well, it's actually, there's some blue sky, but you should have been here a few minutes ago. A tree fell on my head. Help! Well, it wasn't on my head, but I just saw it on TV. It was somebody down in Rehoboth. I guess he must have been moving mighty slow. Oh, it's bad, though. It's drizzling all over me. Help! This is the worst I've ever seen it in a long, long time. I'm going to have to seek shelter from the storm and throw it to Frankie McDonald up in the Maritime Provinces. Frankie, take it away!
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Tropical storm ICS is now headed towards Virginia on Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. It's going to bring over 100 plus millimeters of rain. That's well over 3 inches of rain. In Virginia, that's close to over 6 inches of rain. It's going to bring a lot of rain, including Richmond, Virginia, and Newport, Virginia, and the coastal areas of Virginia. It's going to bring a lot of rain in Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland. It's going to bring so much rain in Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, that it's going to hit Delaware, it's going to hit New Jersey, and New York City, and all these places.
Frankie, we don't care about Newport, Virginia. What about Newport, Rhode Island? What about Newport, New Hampshire?
New York City and Manhattan, New York, Queens, New York, Bronx and Brooklyn, New York and Newark, New Jersey.
What about Staten Island?
Bring a lot of rain. There'll be big waves crash on beaches, shores of Virginia, especially.
Help! Help! This is Biff Buffington, back from vacation. It's horrible out here. Be safe, be strong, and since Frankie McDonald pointed it out, be sure you get extra toppings on the pizza because you may not be able to get out before Labor Day. This is Biff Buffington throwing it back live to the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks, Biff. All right. 844, that's tough being out there. I see patches of blue sky, but Biff was able to fake his way through it.
Has Biff been? That's a long vacation he took.
Yeah, Biff. Biff's been he's been in graduate school, you know, and then he had to do virtual learning because of the remote situation. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, the president is speaking now. He's reading his prepared remarks. We'll take some of it when he takes questions and see what's going on. And I just see someone on Channel 7 is trying to in Westport is trying to make this into a terrible storm. But it's tough when you got the blue skies behind you. They just cut away from
it. Were they on Gooseberry Island?
Oh, they found that they've got a live shot of a rainbow. That's always a good thing. Aww. Throw in there. We have a live shot of a rainbow. Don't let the rainbow fall on your head like the guy in Rehoboth did with the tree. 844-500-4242. And now we have the usual, the police tape. I always love the police. You can, if you don't have a proper live shot, just get some police tape out of the trunk of the car and just string it around from one tree to the next and say that there was a roof falling in here, and you can wing it for a couple of different live shots. And then here's something happened. That place looked like it was in trouble before the storm hit. All right. Anyway, Charlie Parker had his. 207 says, do I have to wear my mask for ISIS? Yes, you do. Janet Mills wanted me to tell this. This is a public service announcement for our listeners in Maine. Mask wearing is not forgiven just because there's a hurricane barreling up the East Coast. Don't you worry about it. Keep that mask on and you'll be quarantined somewhere. All right. 844-500-4242. So it wouldn't be a Charlie Baker press conference without him lecturing everybody about not taking proper precautions. And again, he only lectures people that are in large gatherings that do not involve looting or rioting. If you're looting or rioting, you're not going to hear boo from the governor of Massachusetts. Cut 11.
And we continue to closely monitor and analyze the data
to determine
the factors that are driving that. As I mentioned last week, there have been several reports of clusters from large gatherings and activities where folks were not taking proper precautions.
You know, there's nothing I like more than closely monitoring factors to see if the benchmarks of the clusters are being met. Okay, cut 13.
We're helping remind people about the importance of masks with our hashtag #MaskUpMask campaign, which we launched on Friday.
I have another hashtag campaign. Hashtag don't mask, don't tell. A texter came up with that one. Let's have the, and again, we have a collection of Charlie Parker's greatest hits. It's like a jukebox. You can just go down the jukebox list and just pick the ones you want, whether it's talking about summertime or him mixing up, forgetting what the acronym RAFT stands for, all these things. We have them all up there, all your greatest hits, all our greatest hits. And go to HowieCarrShow.com and you can click on it and just enjoy and pick and choose like a jukebox. But it's free. It's a free jukebox. But we're going to add one tomorrow, probably tomorrow. This is the most cliches he's ever gotten into one 30-second cut. Cut 12.
I can't say this enough. COVID's not taking the summer off, and we can't either. It's critical for folks to remain vigilant in their daily activities. Please continue to wear face coverings, practice social distancing, and stay home if you aren't feeling well. We're not taking any options off the table when it comes to fighting COVID, reopening the Commonwealth, getting back to a new normal. It all depends in many respects on everybody playing their part and doing their job.
Do you consider yourself a folk? I've never thought of myself as a folk. As a matter of fact, when people call me folk, I think they're talking down to me. It's okay. You can just call me Mr. Carr, okay, Governor Parker? I don't need to be addressed as the folks. Cut 14.
I can't express how important it is if you can't social distance, if you're in close quarters, if you're in a place where you have any concern at all about your ability to maintain distance from others, you should wear your mask.
I can't express how important it is for you to shut the bleep up. We are so tired of being lectured to you. You don't know anything what you're talking about. Your mind has been kidnapped by this cult.
Dr.
Scudders or whatever the hell her name is.
Sorry.
Oh, Lord. 844-500-4242. We'll do more. We'll do more when we come back and we'll take your calls. 844-500-4242. Trump just announced that fatalities are at half the level of the April peak. CNN and MSNBC, I'm sure, have cut out of it long since. They don't want to hear this. It's just like Florida's going down in even the quote-unquote numbers, let alone deaths. So they're not talking about Florida anymore. I get the Dallas Morning News, the daily updates. They're very depressed because the numbers are falling in Dallas and Fort Worth. So you can just see them. They're angry. They're angry and disappointed that they can't bash Governor Abbott and Senator Cruz with and not to mention Donald Trump with these numbers. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
(844) 500-4242. Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beats. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should debates be a requirement in a presidential election?
No, they shouldn't be a requirement.
91% say yes, they should be.
All right. 844-500-4242. We're going to get through all these Baker cuts before the night's over. That's a promise or a threat, depending on how you look at it. But I want you to understand that this panic has brought a real toll. There's been a toll for Charlie Parker and Mrs. Parker. Cut 21.
My wife and I spend almost all of our time with our family and with a very close group of friends who we've known for a long time. We have not been in a group of more than 10, except in a place like this, since March. But if you were to ask me if that doesn't tug on me a bit, or tug on my, we have a lot of friends we have not seen for months, and we don't know when we will see them. And I think for everybody, you know, it's a bitter pill. But it is in many respects the one we all need to understand is going to be the most effective at controlling the spread of the virus.
How does he do it? I mean, he has such a burden to bear. He hasn't seen his friends. In addition to closely monitoring the facts, the factors, and the clusters, understanding the benchmarks, there's one other thing you have to do. You have to follow the data. You know, Elvis Presley wanted to follow that dream wherever that dream would lead him. Governor Parker wants to follow that data wherever that data leads him. And it's led him to the worst unemployment rate in the United States and the third highest death rate in the United States. You know, somewhat you can lead the league in RBIs, but not too many people lead the league in RBIs and batting average, right? Charlie Baker, he could be going for the triple crown this year, as a matter of fact. Cut 19.
We're going to make our decisions based on what we get out of the cluster reports that we review and what the data says.
Cluster reports.
Because that's how we got where we are today.
And we're number one in unemployment, and we're number three in deaths. That's what I learned from the cluster reports. Cut 20.
The overwhelming majority of the response that we get from everybody is that folks are trying to do the right things.
How about the
citizens?
We've
spoken to some of the incidents we've seen where it's pretty clear to us that people have let their guard down. And, you know,
have the folks,
I kind of respect that, and I understand. I don't respect it, but I understand it. I mean, week after week,
Charlie,
month after month
this.
Of paying attention.
Note my back.
To this rule book and to these guidance associated with both private behavior and business behavior is hard to do, and it's especially hard to do as
because it makes no sense
in a recent press conference when we're in the middle of the only part of the year that's nice around here, which is the summer. But the simple truth is, people in Massachusetts have done a really good job.
The simple truth is, you're full of it. You're full of it. Can I get me a rule book here, by the way?
Out of the guidance and the rulemaking that's been put out here. And we've seen some slippage in a few places.
Slippage.
And I really hope we don't see that going forward, because it is going to affect our positive test rate, and it is going to affect the way we move forward. Has to.
You know, I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward on I-95 South. And when I get a chance, I ain't coming back, I'll tell you. Moving forward, moving on out. 844-542. He's taking questions. Let's take President Trump here for a little bit.
Kodak has been a great name, but obviously pretty much in a different business. And so we'll see what that's all about. But we'll let you know very quickly. Yeah, please.
I just want to follow up before I ask a coronavirus question on Lebanon. You called this an attack. Are you confident that this was an attack and not an accident?
Well, it would seem like it based on the explosion. I've met with some of our great generals, and they just seem to feel that it was. This was not a some kind of a manufacturing explosion type of event. This was a seems to be, according to them, they would know better than I would, but they seem to think it was a attack. It was a bomb of some kind. Yes.
Interesting. And on coronavirus, you've talked a lot about, when you talk about the mortality rate, the deaths as a proportion of cases, which I understand that is significant when you look at how deadly the virus is or how good a country does at
right.
keeping people alive who get infected.
But
when you're talking about the scope of this virus, when you look at the percentage of the population that's died, there's only three countries that have more deaths than the U.S. So how do you explain that? That why the percentage of the population who has died is so much higher in the U.S.?
You believe their numbers in Iran, say?
Are lower than others. I'll get back to you on that. But we proportionately are lower than almost all countries. We're at the bottom of the list. And we're, relative to cases also, we're at the bottom of the list, which is a good thing, being at the bottom of the list. But I can get back to you. We have about four or five different lists on that. And we're generally speaking at the very bottom of the list. So I'll get back to you.
When I look at the Johns Hopkins, Coronavirus Resource Center.
I was a young man when this woman started questioning him. How many questions does she get? We'll be right back. We'll take your phone calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. You know, Charlie Parker said he hasn't seen his friends. His friends tell me they've never been happy. I'm Howie Carr.
Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets? Down 1,000 or more points one day, up the next. Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride the stock markets have been on. No matter what the reason, the coronavirus or before that, the oil price war abroad, you always need to be diversified. And that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you still haven't taken advantage of their no-obligation guide, it's not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them now, 1-800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
844-500-4242. This is an amusing press conference tonight. You know how during the primary campaign, the reporters were all swooning over the wealth tax that Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren wanted to put on every, just grabbing money from people. You know, the, just if you have $50 million worth of assets, they were going to determine how much, you know, how they were going to somehow determine your exact amount of assets. And then they were going to charge you 2%, 3%. They thought that was a wonderful idea. Now, Trump said yesterday that if US company, Microsoft or whoever buys TikTok, the US Treasury will get a piece of the action. Now they're all up in arms about that. It's not even Americans they want to take the money. It's Chinese people they want to take the money for, and they're in high dudgeon. It's just like anything he's for, they're against. If he came out and said that we're going to do all mail-in voting, they would insist that everybody show up at the precinct to vote on November the 3rd. There wouldn't even be absentee ballots if he came out for mail-in voting. And this is just the latest example of it, just 2 minutes ago. So the woman, she's talking behind a mask. She's like, this is would be an unprecedented. And he says, did you say it would be an impressive move? And she goes, I said unprecedented. And he said, oh, I like impressive more. Anyway, let's see if there's get a little more of it and see what he's talking
we're
about.
We're at 61 million. And there comes a point when you just, you want to focus
testing.
Your
he's talking
in
about
a different
testing.
Way. And we'll be announcing something. What we've done is incredible with the testing. Not only the testing, not only the number of tests, but also very importantly, the quality of the test and the machinery itself to do the testing. Nobody thought it would be possible to get a 5 minute and a 15 minute result. That's a very accurate result, and we do with Abbott. Abbott Laboratories has done a great job. Many of these companies have done an incredible job. So we're looking at that very strongly, and we're looking at...
My eyes glaze over when he talks. Anybody talks about testing.
If we do it, look, right now what the testing is doing is helpful, but we're spending massive amounts of money, and we want to have it. We want to have it channeled very accurately. We want to be able to help the most people we can. But we are testing at a level that no country in the world, and I've spoken to the leaders of the world, and they'll ask me about it. No country in the world thought it would be, it's even believable that we're able to test so much.
That woman, Yamichi Alcindor, asked the question. I'm going to see if she's going to get a follow-up, because she's always nasty.
If
the follow-up questions are even worse than the original questions.
That's when they test.
How dare you!
That's a big difference. With us, we go around and looking, because if we find spots, we find hot spots. One problem is, from the standpoint of the media, we end up with far more cases than we would normally show.
No kidding.
So it's, you know, as
that's
I
why they
it
love testing.
The other day, and a statement
nobody
I said
dies,
it's called media
but
gold.
But they can get a
you
nice
know, for
headline.
The media, it's gold. But the truth is, it's we've done an incredible job in testing. Nobody in the world has done the job. Other leaders have told me the same thing. They can't believe we were able to do it. And we will continue, but we want to really be able to test very specifically the people that are in most danger, most in need.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to ask you first about what you tweeted out earlier today in regards to Florida and your comfortableness as it relates to mail-in ballots for Florida.
Okay, I'm glad you're asking.
Why does that apply to Florida and it doesn't apply to mail-in balloting across the country?
So Florida's got a great Republican governor, and it had a great Republican governor. It's got Ron DeSantis, Rick Scott, two great governors. And over a long period of time, they've been able to get the absentee ballots done extremely professionally.
They're
Florida
on the
is
level.
Different from other states. I mean, in Nevada, where you have a governor, he said, let's just send out millions of ballots and the post office cannot be prepared. I haven't spoken to the post office about it, but I don't know how they could possibly be prepared. Florida has been working on this for years. And they have a very good system of mail-in. And that would be absentee or even beyond absentee. So in the case of Florida, there aren't too many people that would qualify. They're so well-run. Florida's a very well-run state, low taxes, low everything. They've done a great job, really a great job. And the two governors, between the both of them, they've really got a great system of absentee ballots and even in the case of mail-in ballots.
They cleaned up Broward County where they were trying to steal the election.
It takes a long time.
2 years
when
ago.
When you look at the Carolyn Maloney election, I think they, and I'll give you the story, I think you have to do that election over. That election is no good. You have to take a look in New York. They have thousands of ballots. They don't know what happened to them. Is there fraud? Is there? It's a disaster. And that's only for a relatively small number of ballots. But I think they have to do the election in New York over. The Times wrote a big story about it yesterday, front page story. It's a disaster.
He's driving them crazy with this stuff.
And they have to do that.
Having the election over
again. I think they have to do that election over. Nobody can know what the election result is.
And how can they complain? Because
so in the case of Florida, they've
she's running against a man of color. It would be better if it was a woman of color,
but
they still can't say anything. They have to bite their tongues.
You can mail in your ballots. You don't have to go. In maybe a couple of other states, they've worked out a system, but this took years to do. This doesn't take weeks or months. In the case of Nevada, they're going to be voting in a matter of weeks, and you can't do that. I can't imagine the post office could do it. All of a sudden, they're supposed to be dealing in millions of ballots. But Florida's done a great job, and we have total confidence that if you mail in your ballot in Florida, it's going to matter. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank
you very much. What about in other states? Did you encourage voters in other states?
That was President Trump.
You know, Grace just handed me a note and said he's so on point these past few days. He is, and he just ended it right at the right time because they just weren't going to let him get away with that. They were going to, are you saying that Republican states are better managed than Democrat states? To which the answer would be, well, not every Republican state is well managed. Take, for instance, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Yes, Grace.
And the thing is, when he keeps them short and succinct like this, I think for some people like us who are, you know, big Trump fans, he might not get in every funny zinger towards
the
press.
Yeah.
But when it adds up day after day of doing solid press conferences where they don't get him in a gotcha moment, it makes it better for him. And it's more bearable for everybody else because you're not like, oh, God, what's he going to say today?
Yeah. And, you know, I try not to get too worried about the polls and everything, but I like seeing that daily Rasmussen poll and he's up over 50% now again. I mean, that makes me feel better. You know, it makes campaign contributors feel better and it makes Democrat campaign contributors feel less good. And you want to do that, too. I mean, that's a lot of this polling is about convincing Democrats and money, incumbent money people to give money to Biden. You know, that's what it's all. I mean, and again, the media, they don't even make a secret of it. The 99% of them are in the satchel for the Democrats. And so they're using this. These aren't real polls. These are just attempts to raise money for the Democrats and depress the Republican morale and Republican donations. Excuse me. So we'll take a couple of calls now. Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Captain. How are you?
Good.
Hey, what scares you more, Howie? Getting the COVID sniffles or having your daughter sit next to AJ Baker on a plane?
You know the answer to that question, Matt. He didn't even stick around to hear it because he knew the answer. I said earlier, I said more women in Massachusetts under the age of 30 have allegedly been assaulted by Charlie Baker's son than have died of the COVID-19. And that's a fact. That's a fact. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Afternoon, Howie. A long time deplorable. Just wanted to take a slight issue with your...
Yes.
You giving Baker, I'm sorry, Mr. Parker, as much of an umbrella of a coverage as he gets. You know, there's other constitutional offices in Massachusetts. For instance, I had to call the state attorney general's office just last week, not even on my own behalf, but just to try to help somebody out. The website says it's the people's law office. Well, guess what happened?
Well, Tom, I could have given you some advice if you'd called me before. I would have just said, you know, if you'd asked me, what should I say if I want to get through? I would just say, I have some information that will involve a lawsuit against President Donald Trump. And the phone would have been answered instantaneously, Tom. They would have sent a state trooper down to pick you up to bring you into Boston to talk to her.
I got a busy signal. I couldn't get through for 3 hours of trying on a consumer question. The People's Law
Who
Office,
cares about consumers,
not,
Tom?
They're not going to have an expenditure for fiscal 2021, I guess.
You're not surprised about any of this, Tom. She is only interested in suing Donald Trump, you know, and she really likes to be part of these. Every Democrat attorney general, like 25 or 30 of them, every Democrat attorney general, they're all just looking at the papers, looking at at any kind of court filings that they can jump in and sue the president of the United States. That's the only way to raise money. They don't care about consumers. Come on. Officer, thanks for the call, Tom. Officer Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Officer Mark.
Hey, Howie. I was very touched and concerned about Charlie Parker. That sad, sad tale that he can't see his friends or whatever friends he has left. Has anyone polled the friends to see how they feel about it?
Yeah, you know, that's what I was saying. I heard from some of his friends. They were pretty happy about it. How about Karen Polito? She gets to see her friends every weekend at the big kegger her brother has out on the lake, right?
Yeah, I know. We should send some grief counselors to him for crying out loud. The guy's on the edge. one other thing, Howie. Why isn't he at the MEMA Center with the jacket on? There's a hurricane. Come on.
I know.
I'm scared, Howie.
You're right. You're right. I mean, it's, you know, this has been a tragic year for him. First, he didn't get to play basketball anymore. Now he's not seeing his friends, and perhaps he's misplaced his MEMA jacket. And I haven't seen it. He hasn't come out to Framingham for months. You know, he doesn't. Why isn't he out here in Middlesex County? You know, where the beautiful people and the tornadoes are tonight. Tornadoes. You think it was easy being a 6'5" scrub on Harvard? I was taller than the center. And they wouldn't even put me in when we were playing St. Anselm's. Of course, St. Anselm's was beating us. All right. We'll be right back. 844-500-4242. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo. Or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work. Or, sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it. With a real doctor who can prescribe real medication, it's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. It's still not easy making an appointment with a physician at a medical clinic or a hospital or a doctor's office. And then you have to go, if you get a prescription, to the pharmacy, and you have to put on the mask again, and you know the whole routine. Not with Roman, though. With Roman, the doctor will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping direct to your home. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of erectile dysfunction treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Howie. GetRoman.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
508 says, Mary Bulger died on June 11th and his pension is already reversed. Are you bleeping? No, I'm not. I saw it this morning that his pension was up to $272,000 from $202,000. This is Billy Bulger. And I thought, the only way that can be happening is if he changed it back to the straight option A rather than option C, which is the survivor gets the benefits for as long as he or she lives. And so I called the state retirement board just to check, and I couldn't think what else it could be. And they told me, yeah, that's what it was. I had no idea. I've never heard of such a thing. And I've been talking to the VIPs and everybody I talked to on the phone since I found out, and nobody ever heard of anybody ever changing an option like that. I don't know. And Whitey's been dead for all the 2 years now, and he's still getting away with it. 844-500-4242. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, right away. Thanks, Howie. Hey, I've been calling anyone and everyone who listened. We're in a pretty good position. The teachers' union and teachers are on their heels. Are there any groups out there ready to take them on now? Talk to Trump to get Trump to send the money out.
Are you kidding? You think they're on their heels? They think they got us over a barrel, Tim.
Everybody wants to get the kids to school, don't they?
They do, yes, yes. But I mean, I think you're right. I think long-term, I mean, long-term, I guess the terms of the election, this could be good news for Trump. But I mean, right now, I mean, it's very exasperating, isn't it? I mean, what are people going to do if they don't open the schools? And you have idiots like the mayor of Somerville has already announced he's not going to open the schools. He's just going to have virtual classes where nobody learns anything in these virtual classes. You talk to any parent, any teacher, probably any kid too, if they'd admit it. They're not learning anything. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
These are secular humans. It's a religion in there. We got to get our kids out of that mess.
It is. I'm happy my kids are out. I don't know what I would do if they were still in the public schools. It would be a. We just spent in Wellesley. We just spent all this money for a new high school. Now it's going to be empty. For what? Because of this? Because Charlie Parker can't see his friends? And that the testing we've been. I was just talking with the VIPs about this. I just don't get this testing obsession. You know, whether it's Trump, Trump's been kind of forced into it, but some of them have been brainwashed, like Charlie Parker. He really thinks testing is important. Listen to him again with the testing stuff. Cut 16. Hear it. Okay.
So, you know, we have always talked since we got started on this about getting down below 5%, and that was because that was, in fact,
let's get the unemployment rate below 5%. That's more important.
Who study this stuff, sort of standard for the difference between concern and caution and safer. And we've actually
achieved that. How does testing make you safer?
A lot faster than people thought we would. I remember having press conferences with many of the folks in this room.
Folks.
In the months of April and May, where the expectation was that we might get down below 5% by the fall. Because of all the work that was done by the people of Massachusetts.
There were 11 people dead 2 days 5%. Ago. 10 people dead yesterday. 9 people dead today. You could just let me go, Taylor, when he's talking. Because I like to have him in the background, actually. Weeping and putting some violins.
Some people like to hear what he has to say, though. To get the full effect of how wimpy he is.
How inane he is. How vapid. How smug, sanctimonious he is. Give him a little more back padding. 17. Cut 17.
Again, as I said in my remarks, people should remember that we added 8 communities that had higher than average test rates to our free testing program because we had seen a decline in tests in those communities.
But what does that have to do with the spread of the virus?
Then we added
the
8
testing.
More. Again, based on the same criteria.
And what did that do for so the deaths are falling?
The 27th, I believe.
But what did the testing have to do with the
so
deaths?
There are literally tens of thousands of tests.
Literally.
That are now moving into our system.
Moving into our system.
Communities that had previously high test scores.
And And the significance is what? What? Good Lord. You can get more of this at HowieCarrShow.com. The Charlie Parker jukebox. It's right up there now. I'm Howie Carr.